The principle of Christian suffering is an open secret. It is there, written out for us in the 24th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and so to enter into his glory? If it was right for Christ to go by the way of suffering to the final possession of his glory, it is right also for us. We are members of his body. The limbs must go the way of the head. The parts may not choose one way of going to the Father, while the whole chooses another. What Christ endures, we endure. What Christ enjoys, we enjoy. There is only this difference. He does it in his degree, we in ours. Admittedly, this difference is a very considerable one and will show itself in each separate person's experience. But it does not alter the principle which our Lord himself lays down in the words quoted above. He had laid down the principle earlier when he preached the cross to his disciples, but he needed to reaffirm it afterward with the full weight of the resurrection to back up the doctrine before the disciples could really grasp the significance.